based on the Space Shuttle and NASA Space Exploration Program, the Challenger Learning Center will be able to give students an experience based on space themes, science, technology, engineering, and math. And those are the STEM subjects that that we're working so hard to teach our young people. And it'll be the first time in this region. The program will include a two-month-long classroom study program that will help students apply and enhance their decision-making skills, problem-solving, and communication skills. That's the first part. The culmination of the students' classroom work is a simulated space flight to launch a space probe into a comet or one of the, let's say, the moon or Mars or something like that. And they will actually come to the center in Schenectady, where they will be mission control, and there will be a module, and the students will actually experience first going through the planetarium and seeing where they're going to go in space, and then they will take over their individual responsibilities either in mission control or in the space module. They will be introduced to issues and problems. They'll be required to use computers and study things, and just like in the movies, Houston, we have a problem. They're going to be faced with problem-solving skills and learn problems and have problem-solving skills that they will learn. The young people will then switch around from mission control to the module, and so they'll experience both sides of that. It's a day-long experience, and then they'll have after-work to do where they talk about what, you know, what happened and all the debriefings and all the normal things that they do. All the students get educational training in their schools prior to going, so that means that our staff here at the Science Center will have to provide schools with information in advance. We have talked with Chuck Diedrich, who is the superintendent of the BOCES for the region, and he has basically said to us there is a real need for kids to have this kind of STEM training. Schools outside the Capital District area do not have the laboratories or the science programs that they do in some of the bigger schools. And so this really will give them the opportunity to have a real living experience, hands-on, interactive, and it'll be a great opportunity for a learning experience. That's what the Challenger Learning Center is all about.
Now, I understand you're also making plans to redesign the entrance to the museum. It's always been sort of tucked away up there on the hill overlooking Knott Terrace, sort of a hidden gem. What are the plans there to get the entrance more down to the street level?
Yeah, wonderful point. When Roger Hull and I designed Schenectady 2000, and we were talking about all the assets in Schenectady, obviously the Schenectady Museum was an asset, but unfortunately it sits on the old football field for Knott Terrace High School, which went away a long time ago, and it sits probably about 50 or 60 feet above Knott Terrace, the street in Schenectady. And so the plan was we contacted the Dean of Architecture at RPI, Evan Douglas, and proposed that his class might consider doing a project and figuring out how could we create a new entrance area and new space for the Science Museum from the street level, which would be Knott Terrace. Fortunately, Ray Gillen says that for Metroplex that we got plenty of parking opportunity there, so that should not be an issue for us. And so the second year class at RPI this year in architecture is going to come up with a lot of different designs for us and give us some really good ideas on how we can change the frontal approach to the Science Center. I'm pretty excited about that. They recently did the Hyde Museum up, did the same thing for the Hyde Museum in Glens Falls, and I saw that work, and it was pretty neat. So I'm hoping they'll give us some good work there, too.
When do you hope everything will be finished, the entrance, the learning center, everything?
Well, we also, beside the Challenger Learning Center, there's also another product that we've purchased. The second major investment is in the Exploratorium Network, nicknamed XNET, Exploratorium Network. Exploratorium is from San Francisco. It is the gold standard for science museums. They are international in scope. We have signed a 5-year contract every year for 5 years, a totally new exhibit. Some 35 new interactive exhibits will be presented to our science center and rotated. We are also part of a network so that what goes on in the network with other science museums, we will have access to it. And this will bring just an amazing number of things. For example, the first exhibits are expected to open in October of this year, October 2012. The Challenger will open in January of 2013. We're fitting it out right now, and there's some construction work that has to be done. But XNET will start in October, and the first product we'll be looking at is all about seeing. What do we see in our with our eyes? What goes into our head and our minds, and what are the gaps in the pictures? And they've got some just really neat interactive things that everybody can have a lot of fun with. So that is for adults as well as kids. The Science Center in Schenectady is something really that's going to be very interesting. Our effort is to create a regional science center, not just Schenectady, but a regional science center that everyone in the area will come to. For the Challenger, they'll come from as far as 2 hours away to experience the Challenger Learning Center. And we believe that the Exploratorium Network will bring lots of other people as we continue to have a major effort for STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math.